It's time for Benedictin Raven Basketball on Pure Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Welcome back to the Ralph Dillman Gymnasium here on that beautiful, beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. It is time for men's college basketball. Lady Ravens winning the first of our two games here this afternoon. Now the guys are hosting the William Penn Statesmen. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here courtside. And here this afternoon, Benedictine hosting William Penn. Looking to snap their current five-game losing streak. And looking to maybe pick up a regular season split with this number seven-ranked team of the nation, William Penn, a team that has already locked the championship of the conference as they come into the game today 22-2, 18-0 in the heart. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Bring you starters, a little more insight into the game, and the tip-off, Ravens and Statesmen, men's college basketball, coming up next here on CARE.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue, in Atchison.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
It's good to have you back with us here in the NOLA Gymnasium as we are getting set for the public address and answer to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand. That said, let me do that for you. First of all, for the Statesmen, I mentioned just a moment ago that William Penn comes into the ballgame today at 22-2, a perfect 18-0 in the conference. They are going to be starting James Pennington, 6'3" senior from Calumet City, Illinois. Also, they're going to be Malik Edwards, a 6'2" sophomore. He's out of Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania. Chance Caruso, a 6'1" senior from Vashon High School, St. Louis. You got Munir Newton from Philadelphia, PA. He is a 6'5" sophomore. And to round it out, in the middle at 6'11" out of DeWitt, Michigan, senior Eddie Daly. All five starters for William Penn average double-figure scoring. So you'll have, again, Pennington, Edwards, Caruso, Daly, and Newton. For Benedictine, and head coach Ryan Moody in his 12th season, by the way, Penn's head coach John Henry, 22 years at Penn. Benedictine is going to be starting Sam Ungashik, the 6-foot freshman from Over the Park, Kansas, and Blue Valley West High School. You're going to find Ahmad Lewis out there, 6'2 junior from Kansas City, Missouri. From Omaha and Creighton Prep, 6'6 senior Jaden Timmy. Braden Belt, a 6'1 junior from Andover Central High School in Andover, Kansas. And the Ravens post at 6'6. The senior from Liberty North High School, Tyson Cathy. We're set to go. Coach Moody's got his team huddled up around him. It's kind of interesting. As Penn is out, ready for the tip. Coach Moody calls his team to the free throw circle on the north or the entrance end to the gym and has another long heart-to-heart with them. And let's see how this team comes out of the block. It is going to be important to come out of the block well because Penn is just very, very good. Here's a quick shot, up and in. And Penn, 4 seconds into the game, takes a 3-0 lead. That bucket was up and good by Malik Edwards. Penn, as the Ravens go back on offense, stepping inside, no room there, comes back on top. The Ravens are going to make a couple of changes to the starters that we were given. Here's a feed underneath. Joel Adise is going to be one of those. We're going to get some senior starts today. The foul underneath, putting a Joel Adise at the free throw line for Benedictine. It's going to be on Munir Newton. Joel will take his time. His free throw not quite going to go in. And so Adise will have one more shot coming up. You're also going to have out on the floor for Benedictine. I've got Jake Thompson, a senior from Rockhurst High School. Joel Adise, the 6'6 senior from Nigeria. Second free throw, no good either. Hunter Schneider, 6'8 senior from Shawnee Mission South High School for Benedictine. And here we go. 19-20 to play. In the opening half, Benedictine trailing it by a shot. Here's a shot from the outside, missing. Rebounded down, followed up, and good. So Penn, well, missed the first shot and the second, but follow it in and take a 5-0 lead. We are about a minute into the ballgame. Penn likes to score. Here's a three up by Tyson, or rather by Jaden Timmy. Jaden and Timmy for a three, and it's 5-3 at 18:50. Coming up court with the basketball, another official stopping play and backing everybody off. He seems very confused. Now he's going to let the subs come in. We're not getting any kind of indication about who committed that foul yet up on the scoreboard. Massive humanity. Benedict is going to take out all the senior starters and put back the regular starting crew. And that foul is going to be on Hunter Schneider. So there we go. Penn's going to bring it in. I think we're set here. A little over a minute in. Baseline three is up and missing. And Tyson Cathy rebounds it down. Here comes Benedicton. Ravens on offense and down the right side with it. It's going to be Ungashik. Sam with the basketball. Little crossover dribble. Brings it up to the top of the key. Dumps it back over to the right side. Tyson tries to back in. Slows down. Lets the defender square up in front of him. We'll bring it out on top. Throw it to no one. And throw it away. Tyson Cathy. I don't know if he's on somebody in the crowd. They're what he's going to, but the ball is going to be wasted, and Benedictine will lose a possession. 18:29 to go in the opening half. 5-3, Statesman in front. And with the basketball, topside is going to be Caruso. Dishes it over to the right. Daly for the long three. It is going to rattle around and be good. And that is not the shot that you're going to see out of a lot of the big guys, but you will see it out of William Penn. And again, Eddie Daly at 6'11". Benedictine up court with the basketball, now trailing it 8-3. Underneath, the ball's going to be taken away from Tyson Cathy. Penn will run it down the court. BC quickly down the floor, trying to defend the play. Reaching in is going to be Ungashik, dislodges the ball for a moment. And Penn is going to reset their offense. Over to the left side, it's going to be Pennington. Back out of top, it'll go Daly. They'll dump it over to the right side, drop it a shoulder. 2, 3, 4, 5 steps into the lane, and they're not going to call any travel. That is certainly not a Euro step. That's no continent at all. Can get that many steps. He's going to lose the ball out of bounds, and Benedictine will bring it in at the baseline. 17 and a half to go in the opening half. It is 8-3, Penn out front. BC, Ungashik, spins it over to the right side to Jaden Timmy. He's got the Benedictine lone basket so far today. He'll accelerate right side. A couple of head fakes later off the block. Has to come back out on top. That's going to be Braden Belt. Shot clocks at 8. Ahmad Lewis with the shot clocks at 5. Ahmad Lewis with a shot clock to 3. His runner does not draw iron in the rebound back to Penn. So Benedictine with a disappointing possession. Gives it back again to Penn. And the feed over to the right side. Daly's going to square up. The big guy launches and hits another 3. And the Ravens are going to have to understand that just because it's 6'11", does not mean he cannot shoot the 3-point shot. He's got 2 already. And the Ravens are down 8 already. 16:50 to play. Here's Ungashik from straightaway at the top. There's a bucket for Benedictine. 3-point shots by Ungashik and Timmy account for the Benedictine 6. Ravens are down 11-6. Here's a baseline right. Shot no good. Ungashik rebounds it down. Ravens up the floor. 16 and a half to go. Penn's not going to waste any time. You cannot score like they do in the hundreds. And Tyson Cathy, off balance, stumbling, throws the ball up behind himself, behind his head. It's off the backboard, but missing. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Penn. And now the ball is going to be stolen back by Braden Bell. 16-16 to go. First half. Here comes Ungashik and Benedictine. Sam with the top side. Goes left to Bell. Free throw line to Cathy. Back out to Sam. He'll start left. Comes right. Feeds underneath to Tyson. Cathy's outside the block. Will back in, sky hook, wide to the left side again, does not draw iron, misjudging his location, and up with it will come a pin. Statesman with the basketball, leading it by 5. Into the right corner, they'll go for another 3, and they'll hit another 3. And again, if the Ravens refuse to defend that outside shot, Penn will get those hundreds that they are so accustomed to getting. 3 different guys have scored at 3-point buckets, and Daly has 2. Down the court with it, nicely done, Ungashik, give him 5. It is 14-8 Penn. We have 15:20 to go. First half. Statesman around to the left side. Here's a falling away baseline shot. It's going to be good for Edwards. Malik with 5. 16-8. And we're 5 minutes in. Back down the right side. BC comes out on top to Belt. Belt being guarded closely by Caruso. Here's a 3 for Benedictine off the mark. And Caruso is going to drop down, pick up the rebound. Throw the one to length of the court, and down the floor, you had Muneer Newton, so busy engaging Jaden Timmy and trying to box him and pump him and kind of keep him pinned away. He was paying no attention to the ball, and the outlet pass that was intended for him, and it sails right by his ear and out of bounds. Benedict is going to have it back and play into backcourt. 14:44 to go in the opening half. It is a 16-8 William Penn lead. Here's Belt for three, wide right, rebound Penn. Taking it down off the fly is going to be Newton, and his outlet pass thrown away, and Penn's trying to go maybe a little too fast. Coach Henry's going to run a couple of new guys into the game. First one will be Daniel Rosenberger, 6'6 sophomore from Burnsville, Minnesota. Also coming into the game is going to be Daniel Autry. Autry's a 6'4 junior from Detroit. Ravens will enter Preston Reynolds, the 6'5 guard from Leawood. Here we go. Benedict into the forecourt at 14:20 to play in the opening half. Ungershit goes left side, Preston. Reynolds will skip it to Timmy. Jaden packs in, head fakes twice, two defenders go up with him, and one of them is going to be called for a foul. And it is going to be Rosenberg. Rosenberg will have his first foul of the afternoon. Coming to the line for Benedict and Jaden Timmy. Jaden BC's first shot of the day. And he will get the first free throw of the day as well. It is 16-9. 14:15 to go, 16-10, and Jaden Timmy hits them both. Here's a three from the left side for Penn, a rare miss. Ungershik rebounds it down. Penn was 4 of 6 three-point shooting before that one. They have been extremely good. They are extremely good. Here's Ungershik with the ball over to the right side. Kicks it down low to Adise, doubled up down to the baseline. Joel backing in, working in, working in. Being guarded and bumped. Gets it to Timmy. Spins counterclockwise 360. Sends a shot up, missing. Thought he was going to draw a foul. Didn't. Up court with it is going to come Autry. He'll pull up, go three, no. Rebound Belt. Benedictin taking it the other way. Down to 13.5 to play in the first half. Fort Statesman lead the Ravens by a half dozen. BC down the right side. Ungershik to the free throw line. Kick to Timmy, underneath the D-say. Joe, not going through his defender, gets it to the top, where Sam will look into the middle. Sam wants to drive right. Now he'll go to a D-say. What a beautiful move by Joe. Jukes his defender and lays it up and in. A D-say for two. It is 16-12. Benedictine, as we go inside 13 to play in the opening half. The pass in the middle is going to be deflected. It's on the floor. Penn is going to save it back. Dish it over to the left side. Now reaching in underneath, it's going to be taken away by Belt. He just reached in and picked the pocket of Purnell. And the Ravens come up four with the basketball. And now we've got Joel Adise run into and put on the floor. Joel gets up. He's fine. We're going to have a foul called on Malik Edwards. For William Penn. Italy is first. Team foul three for the Statesmen and for the Ravens. The ball coming in play at their baseline. 21 on the shot clock. It'll come out on top. And that's going to be Preston Reynolds with it. He'll angle down toward the baseline. Continues to back in. Goes into the lane. A little layup is well off the mark. Followed up by Reynolds way off the mark. And for BC, neither Anthony Hall nor Preston Reynolds able to capitalize on a scoring opportunity. Penn will bring it out on top. And now they're going to throw this thing away. And they will pick it up almost out of bounds at the baseline in the backcourt. And we will have a Penn timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. Our first timeout of the game coming at 12:18 to go. We're in the opening half, Benaches in Kansas, where it is William Penn, 16, the Benedictin Ravens, 12.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
As we come back, we're going to do a little accounting, a little bookkeeping, if you will, and if you're keeping your scorebook at home. For William Penn, there's a player out of the court that appears in no nomenclature and not even on the online roster, but it is going to be a young man named DJ Purnell for William Penn. So DJ Purnell, wearing number 34, and that's about all I can tell you about him right now. Coming out of the timeout on the court for Benedictine, we are going to have Anthony Hall and Preston Reynolds. Ahmad Lewis comes back into the game, as does Tyson Caffey, and rounding it out is going to be Sam Ungashick. So here we go. Now the officials really holding up play. Coach Moody's all the way out near midcourt. He's looking for an explanation from the officials, and it's taking him a little bit of time to get that figured out. I'm assuming they must have it all kind of ironed out right now. Yeah, so Ravens are going to have it in play at their baseline. And BC will bring it out on top. Ungashick will handle the basketball. Here's Sam. Dishes right. Ahmad goes three. Oh, yes! Ahmad Lewis! Getting his first point of the ball game and putting Benedictine within one at 16-15. We are 12 minutes to go. DJ Purnell. I can say a little bit about DJ now. DJ is a 6'6", 210-pound sophomore from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and he's apparently just transferred into William Penn from Graceland. Here we go to the other end. Preston Reynolds' shot is up, blocked away. Rebounding it down is going to be Penn. Statesman into the forward court, dish pass over to the left side. The kick across to the baseline right. The uncontested deep three is out, no good. Rebound tipped up, pulled down Sam. Ungashick running it down the court. He will go in, go up, gets the layup. Sam Ungashick, look at your scoreboard as the Ravens are in front. 17-16, Benedictine. 11-11 to go in the half. Back down court with it will come Penn. Statesman go right side, off the right block, back and in. Ball stripped away, saved, comes back out on top to Chance Caruso. He'll go from 16 and miss it. Flops to the ground, no foul called. Benedictine rebounds it down. Benedictine comes up the floor. Ravens by one. BC hitting 6 of 16, shooting the ball, 3 of 5 from outside. And as Ungashick has it on top, they're going to call Sam for somehow an offensive foul. And Sam needs out of the game. He's tugging on the jersey saying, Coach, I need a quick breather. He looks absolutely spent as he comes out. So let's check the Raven 5. It is a young and smaller group, with the exception of senior Tyson Caffey. Preston Reynolds out there. Braden Belt's out there. Anthony Hall on the floor, and, of course, Ahmad Lewis. 10.5 to play nearing the midpoint of the opening half. Ravens up by one. Penn, little scoop pass over to the right side. The shot blocked by Ahmad Lewis. He's upstairs. The Penn player's on the floor. Ravens coming up the court. It is a 5-on-4. Driving right, Belt. Feeds in the middle, Tyson. Goes up with a two-handed Duncan. Just drops the ball. He doesn't put it in the hole. Can't understand it. Ravens will miss the shot. But luckily for Benedictine, in a flurry of excitement, Penn travels with the basketball. Tyson, I thought we were going to see a strong dunk out of him this year. He goes up two hands with it and then just lets go before it gets to the rim and does not throw it down. Ravens got the ball, leading it by one. We are at the 10-minute mark of the half. Here's Ahmad over to the right side. Ahmad accelerates in. Ahmad, the one-handed shot is good. Ahmad Lewis with 5. It's 19-16 Benedictine. 9:50 to go in the half. Driving into the lane, we're going to have a grab of the basketball. Three players tumble to the floor, and a foul is going to be called on Benedictine's Ahmad Lewis. That will bring us to our under 10 media break. I'm out on the floor here in Atchison, Kansas. An exciting first half of college basketball. The score with 9:52 to go in the half. It is Benedictine 19, William Penn 16.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and disc pumps. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
The Raven Pep Band in the background, the Raven Regiment, and with 9:52 to go in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas, Benedictine has taken a lead of 19-16 over the number 6-ranked and conference champion, William Penn Statesman. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering at the Care Sports Studio. A really, really nice crowd on hand here today for day where they recognize local heroes, day they recognize the winter sports seniors. A good crowd here today. For Benedictine, on the floor, Anthony Hall and Ahmad Lewis. Braden Belts out there, Tyson Caffey, and Jaden Kimmy. Coming to the line for Penn, coming out of the timeout. Taking his time. The first free throw is going to be up and not good. One more shot coming up for Penn. That is another guy who appears on nothing. Washington. Don't know who Washington is, but he can't shoot free throws. He is 0-for-2. And back up the floor. Here comes BC. Looking for Washington for William Penn. And there is C.J. Washington. C.J. is a 6'4 junior from Houston, Texas. We are going to have a William Penn foul, and it's going to be on old C.J. His first. Ravens, are they shooting this? No. No, they're going to get Ahmad Lewis out. Ahmad Lewis looking at head coach Moody and associate head coach Pierre trying to get the inbound offensive play set. They will agree on that. And the Ravens are going to bring it in front of the Penn bench. There's a big screen. Driving left is going to be Belt. Has the ball stripped out of his hands, and Penn takes it away from Benedictine. Here come the Statesmen down the floor. Dish left. Three-point shot. Autry. Nope. And there's a body on the floor and another Benedictine foul being called. And another one is going to be called on Ahmad. So Lewis will have picked up fouls number 1 and 2. Looking to the near side, Autry, William Penn, over to the coaching staff. Coach Henry sits there. He's the most placid, serene guy you'll ever want. His assistant coaches pretty much handle things. Penn will bring the ball in. Benedictine's going to bring Sam back into the game and backing in and twisting and turning and driving. And the layup is going to be up and good for Eddie Daly, who uses that 6'11 frame to pick up his 8th point of the afternoon, cutting the Benedictine lead to 1. It is 19-18 Ravens, and we're at 9:20 to play. On the right side, Jaden Timmy, head fakes, gets his defender in the air. And that was a brilliant job by Timmy. Autry picks up the foul, and he's got that look of disgust on his face. Like, I know it. He got me. And a well-done play by Jaden Timmy will put him at the free throw line. He's got 5 points so far today, 2 of 2 at the stripe this afternoon. On the season, Jaden is an 80.5% free throw shooter. The first one is up and good. And Benedictine back to the 2-point lead. 20-18 Ravens. And we are precisely 9 minutes out. Another new player coming into the game for Penn. Well, I'd say new player coming back, and Malik Edwards. Second free throw by Jaden Timmy is also good. 21-18 Benedictine. I mentioned Malik Edwards coming back into the game. Malik has been a real scorer. He scored a lot already this game, and he comes into the game and quickly puts up a fast shot, doesn't hit it. And back up court, here comes Benedictine. Malik Edwards coming down the floor, trying to talk to coach, keeps looking over. There's something he wants to say. some problem that he's got, some clarification that he needs, that he's not getting his coach's attention. He looks very frustrated. Here's BC with it out on top. Ungershik goes left side. The feed down to Tyson. Cathy works his way into the lane. Power moves, kicks it back, throws it into the hands of a defender, and another turnover by Cathy with 8:15 to play. First half, Penn with it out top, swings it over to the right side. The kick outside the right block, and again, to Eddie Daly. Doesn't get a shot this time. Comes on top to Caruso. And the three is going to be set sail. Air ball short. Rebound out of play off William Penn. So, we're going to get more substitution. Out of the game for Benedict is going to come Anthony Hall. In the time he was out there, he went 0 for 2 in 4 minutes. No rebounds, no assists, no blocks, no steals. Benedict in backup court with it. Adise has come back into the game. So you've got Adise. Jake Thompson's in there also. Ungershik, Kimmy, and Reynolds. And we're going to have a foul by Adise off the basketball, and Joel will have his first foul today. So for Benedict, then an offensive possession opportunity unused. It was 7:40 to go in the half, trailing by three. Here comes William Penn. To the right side with it is going to be Caruso. Crosses over left and right, backs away, falling away, sends a shot up. It's not going to go in, and the rebound is out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. The guy with it last falling out of bounds for Penn is going to be James Pennington. Pennington, the 6'3 senior from Calumet City, Illinois. 7:20 to go. What's the Blues Brothers from Calumet City? Here's a baseline three. Look at that! It's good, Jake Thompson! 24-18, Benedictine. 7:11 to go. Ravens up a half dozen. Penn falling away at the baseline. That's a quick two. Dropping it in over there is going to be Malik Edwards. 24-20. And we go inside seven to play in the first half. And as the ball comes up court, the official is going to call a foul on William Penn. It is going to be on C.J. Washington. It'll be his first. Washington comes over looking just very sad. And I think he's going to be more sad as coach takes him out of the game. And now Washington has walked over, and he is like having a very heart-to-heart talk with the official there, who just puts his hands in the air and says, hey, you commit the foul, I got to call the foul. Ravens with the basketball, leading by four. Here's Adise. Goes right side. Preston starts into the lane, loses the handle, bounces off his chin. He'll pick it up, shoot and miss. Hard to shoot a ball that's just come off your chin. 6.5 to go in the first half. Penn back up court with the basketball, down four, and this shot will make them within one. From way out on the left side, James Caruso has his first point of the game. It's 24-21. 6:20 to play, first half. Men's college basketball here on CARE Radio. Glad to have you with us in Atchison, Kansas. It's the Heart of America Athletic Conference. BC's going to back it in. Here's going to be Timmy. Into the lane. Now, defender reaches in, ties up the ball. Is that a jump or is it a foul? Players both go to the floor. We're not getting any kind of a foul call, I don't think. So it must be a possession arrow play. Yes, Ravens are going to get it in on the jump ball. Ungershik brings it in to Timmy, and Benedict is on offense. 8 on the shot clock. You can hear the crowd counting it down. Timmy in traffic. Shot blocked. 6'11". Eddie Daly just rejects that. And on the other end, we're going to get contact. And is that the charge? The offensive foul. Benedict in basketball. 5:54 to go. Returning to the floor for the Ravens, Adise comes out and back into the game comes Tyson Caffey. 5:54 to go. A up the floor, Benedictin. And here's Hungershick. He'll go over to Timmy. Left side is Preston. Little skip pass to Tyson. Kathy tries to back in. Back out of top, it'll come to Sam from just inside the three-point ring. The shot is up and no good. And preventing it back down, it's going to come pin. They'll outlet it up the floor. A little two-on-three break. Shot missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Tyson. Tell you what, not a lot of people with his size and his very strong body build can leap any higher than Tyson Castle. He's got extreme athleticism. And the Ravens will come into the forecourt. 5:10 to go. Here's Ungershick. Count that three. Sam Ungershick. 10 points already in the game. 27-23. Benedictine, and we're at the 5-minute mark of the half. Here's a baseline shot from the other end. Not going to drop in. And Tyson with another rebound for BC. Tyson Caffey has 6 rebounds. No points, but 6 rebounds in the game. And we're going to get a timeout. Yep. Timeout on the court. Take a break, Joseph. We're at 4:49 to go in what has been an exciting opening half of men's college basketball. It's the Ravens 27, Statesman 23.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's
913-367-2650. Outstanding crowd on hand here this afternoon, and happy to have you joining us here on Care Radio as Vince College Basketball finds Benedictine at home today on Senior Day, leading the number 6 team of the nation and undefeated champion of the Heart of America Athletic Conference, 27-23, with still 4:49 to go in the opening half. William Penn is the first team out on the floor. We're going to see James Pennington and Rodrigo Suarez will come in for the first time today, a 6'4 sophomore from Dallas. You've also got Malik Edwards back in, of course, Big Eddie Daly, the 6'11 post. And your fifth player is number 5, Chance Caruso. And we put in play right in front of head coach John Henry by Preston Reynolds. And Benedictine is back on offense. Here's Ungershick, slides right. Out on top it goes. Back on the left side to Tyson. Top side, here's the three. Way, way short by Anthony Hall. Didn't have any Wheaties this morning because that thing was about 3 feet short. To feed over to the left side, 4.5 to go in the first half. Penn with the basketball. Eddie Daly swings it around to the right side. Ravens up 4. The three-point shot, way short again. Rebounded. Top side off the floor by Benedictine's Jake Thompson. Jake gets it over. There's how you flush one. Flying through the air. The two-handed stuff. It's Preston Reynolds. If you need a textbook on how to throw it down with two hands, review that video. It's now 29-23. Inside 4 minutes to go with the opening half. That got the Raven fans up. Penn with the basketball over to the left side, down to Benedictine by 6. They'll go baseline left. Another 3 is launched and hit. And for Penn, as capable as they are in the middle, they would much rather shoot outside shots. That is the second 3 of the game for Malik Edwards. He's already got 10, and it's 29-26. Ravens have led by a half a dozen twice in the game, and we've got 3:25 to play in the first half. And for Benedictine, it didn't start well. Gosh, Penn came out of the block, scoring it up, took a nice lead. Here's a 3 from the right side, missing by Anthony Hall. And Anthony in the game struggling, man. He's now 0-for-4. The layup on the other end is up, and an easy 2 more from Malik. He's got a dozen already. And it's 29-28. That 6-point lead is a memory. Inside 3 to go in the half. Ravens for 3. Missing. Rebounding it underneath for Benedictine is going to be Hall. So BC will keep the offense operating. Ungershick in front of the Statesman bench. Kicks it down low to Tyson. Kathy, little left-hand dribble. He's going to put up about an 18-footer. Not his shot. missing off the right side and rebounding it down is going to be Penn. Up the floor is going to be James Pennington. Kicks it to the right. The three-pointer, no. Rebound, again, just slapped out by Tyson instead of securing the ball. Wants to punch it out toward a teammate. And BC fortunate to come up with this possession. 2:20 to go in the game, in the first half. Excuse me, 2:20 to go in the half. Top side is Anthony Hall. 12 on the shot clock. We're going to be down to 2 minutes to play when the Ravens get the shot off. On the left side, that's going to be Jake. Thompson feeds to Tyson. He'll have it knocked out of his hand. And for Benedictine, a break that with 3 seconds left on the shot clock, they're going to call Malik Edwards for reaching in and fouling Tyson Caffey. So Tyson coming to the free throw line looks still for his first point of the game. He is a 50% free throw shooter this year, and the first one is perfect. 30-28 Ravens. 2:03 to go. Now here's I'm going to tell you the long range implication to this score. Okay. You look up there, 2:03 to go in the half, it's 30-28, and you look at that margin, which I do a lot, okay? I understand that. It's not always the number, but it is the margin as the second free throw rolls around and goes in for Tyson. But what I think you must look at a little bit in this game, and maybe more than a little bit, is not just the margin, but the number. 31 with 2 minutes to go in the half. We're talking about a William Penn team that averages in the 90s, that is very, very regularly over 100. 2 days ago, they were with, 112, 114. They are at 31 points with a minute 50 to go in the half. That tells you that Reba defense is doing what it likes to do. Here's a baseline three, way off the mark, and a rebound. Joel Adise. Joel comes up with it to Ungashik, goes over and back. No. That was close. Adise making a risky pass, and Benedictine fortunate. Top side, Timmy, underneath Adise. Head fakes about three times. Doesn't draw the defender off his feet, so they'll go from the right side, put up a three that misses, and a rebound. Results in a foul, and I think it's going to be a quick third on Ahmad. So Ahmad Lewis, no more than just got back out on the floor and picks up a third personal foul. And the Ravens are going to need him. Now you've got, while the ball is being put in play and the Ravens find a fifth player, it's a golden opportunity for Penn head coach John Henry, who after 22 years knows how to manipulate an official to be down at the end. And he's really in the ear of the official holding the ball to inbound it in front of the Raven regiment. He's working him a little bit. Minute 15 to go in the half. Penn with the basketball, the Ravens with a four-point lead. I'm sure somebody could tell me, and I don't know, but Penn has not trailed at halftime many times this season. They'll feed down to the right side. The kick will come out on top to Eddie Daly. Daly looks into the middle. Cross-quarter will go to the left side. Pennington has it. Shot clock at three. Shot clock at two. The jumper's up and missing. Rebound, BC. Ravens with the basketball. 49 seconds to go in the half. And Ungashik up the floor. Sam works around Adise. Gets it to Belt. Back to Adise. Couple of head fakes there. He cannot get rid of Eddie Daly, who's just too good to be tricked that easily by a smaller player like Adise. Those little head fakes are not going to get him off his feet. It's 6'11". Why do you leave your feet, right? Now, Penn is going to concede, trailing at halftime. They're down by three. They're stretching the floor out, and they're going to go for a final shot. They're going to take a timeout. This is really interesting. This shot, is this important to John Henry to take a timeout? We're going to do it, though, Joseph. 11 seconds left in the half. Timeout Penn. Ravens 31, Statesman 28.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
So William Penn has used a timeout here thinking, obviously they're not concerned about needing to save them for later in the game. They're going to take this timeout here and work on this last moment shot. They're down to 7, down to 6, at the top, down to 5, down to 4. It's just going to be a pull-up shot that misses. Rebound tipped out at the buzzer. It is up and misses. It's halftime. Coach Henry is living with his players out on the court. They did not do what he had in mind, I guess, but the Ravens have done well. We'll be back to summarize the first half for you. Teams are headed to the locker room here in the Nolan Gymnasium, where it's Benedict in 31, William Penn 28.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family, each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus, where the Ravens have played an outstanding opening half and lead number 6 in the nation, William Penn, 31-28 at the break. A recap of the opening half scoring shows William Penn being led by Malik Edwards. Nothing unusual about that. Malik with a dozen points. He's a guy averaging 16 a game. He leads his team in scoring. But again, you got to understand that all 5 William Penn starters average double-figure scoring. Eddie Daly, the 6'11 senior's got 8 tonight, or this afternoon. James Pennington and Chance Caruso, 3 apiece at 2-4. Munir Newton for Benedictine. Sam Ungershit continues to be outstanding as a freshman, 10 points in the half, 7 for Jaden Timmy. It was a 5-point half for Ahmad Lewis, 3 for Jake Thompson. Preston Reynolds, Tyson Caffey, Joel Adise, each with 2. Fouls are a problem for Benedictine. At least they're fouls for a problem for Ahmad Lewis. He has 3 at halftime. Shooting numbers, not a real surprise, but we're going to save those and share them with you as we come back and get ready for the second half. But right now, I'm going to take a moment. It's halftime here at the Nolan Gymnasium. The second half promises to be an exciting men's college basketball second half coming up. But right now, with the halftime score here in the Nolan Gym, Benedictine 31, William Penn 28. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He has for you, Mike, fantastic halftime stuff.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack 2 melty faves into 1. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedictine basketball live from the Nolan with Tom Couts on the call as the Ravens are hosting William Penn. We'll return to the men's game in just a moment. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got games on Tuesday. High school basketball returns to the airwaves with Atchison High School at Topeka Highland. Join us at 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court around 8. Wednesday, we've got a rare high school game as Marhill Mount Academy will be traveling to Valley Falls. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip for that girls' game. The boys' game should start sometime right around 8. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20 in the evening. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball as we've got Atchison High versus Labette City. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip time for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine as the Ravens are on the road at Culver. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip time for the ladies' game. The men should take to the court right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the women's finals in the Heart of America Athletic Conference girls' basketball games today.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and women's basketball, we do have finals for you. In the early game of the day, it was Evangeline, an overtime win against Grandview, 86-83. The final in the Missouri Valley, Peru State finds Missouri Valley on top with 79 to Peru State Bobcats 60. In the Mid-America Nazarene Clark game, it was Clark's day as the Clark women took home a win, 80 to Mid-America Nazarene's 70. Central Methodist beat Mount Mercy, 85-51. In the Culver-Stockton Park game, it was Culver-Stockton's day at 76 points to Park's 36. 78 points to Park's 36. And in the Baker-Graceland game, it was Baker 74, Graceland 48. In the game that we broadcast earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, the Lady Ravens won with a final score of Benedictine 61, William Penn 51. I'll be back in just a moment with the men's scores as I have them.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Skyway Bank at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday, noon to 7.
Taking a look at men's scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have the final in the final game between Evangel and Grandview. Out of Springfield, Missouri, it was Evangel, 75 points to Grandview's 62. At the half, Missouri Valley is trailing Peru State. Peru State has 45 points to the Missouri Valley men's team's 33. In the Central Methodist Mount Mercy game at 16 minutes and 28 seconds remaining in the second, it is Mount Mercy by 1 point, 50 to Central Methodist's 49. At the half in this game, we've got William Penn trailing Benedictine, with the Benedictine men sitting at 31 points to William Penn's 28. In the Graceland-Baker game, Graceland is on top, 33 to Baker's 26. Culver-Stockton is trailing Park by 2 points. Park is sitting at 45 points to the Culver-Stockton men's 43. And in the Mid-America Nazarene game, it is Clark trailing by quite a bit. Mid-America Nazarene has 56 points to Clark's 23. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 25 tonight under clear skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 54. Lows level off around 26. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday, with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Chance for scattered showers Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, it's 47.3 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the east-southeast at about 4 to 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 44%. Barometric pressure is declining a little bit. It's now sitting at 30.20 inches of mercury. Dew point 27 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels-like temperature out there is 41 degrees. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Ralph Dillon Gymnasium here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set to go to the second half of this men's college basketball game in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, with the Benedictine Ravens leading the number 16 in the nation, William Penn, 31-28. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph is our producer, engineer, news guy, weather guy, sports guy, whatever he's done guy. Joseph, thank you very much. He took good care of us at halftime. Tom Counts with you here, and all I can't help myself but wonder, What were the conversations like in those two locker rooms at halftime? Right now you've got Benedictson and head coach Mooney huddled up with his staff out here on the floor as the team is going through pre-second half warm-up drills. You know, they got to be saying, we just got to maintain. We got to keep the intensity. We've got to keep the drive. Just keep playing well. Troy and Penn, I would suspect Coach Henry walked in there and said, guys, I know they're playing really good defense, but got to get a little bit more out of you than that. And yet, William Penn did not play badly. I mean, they were 11 of 31 shooting the ball. Benedictine was 10 of 30. Penn was 6 of 17 from outside, 35.3. Benedictine, a little bit better, 5 of 11, 45%. The difference? Maybe the free throw line, where the Ravens have done an outstanding job of not getting it in trouble. Penn is only 0 for 2 at the line. Benedictine, 6 of 8. But that said, still an extremely, extremely close game. And for the Ravens, we'll see how fouls can make themselves felt in this game, with Ahmad Lewis having 3 fouls at halftime. Now that said, for the Ravens, the good news, you've got Joel Adise, Tyson Caffey, Hunter Schneider, each with 1 foul and no other Ravens foul. For William Penn, no real foul troubles either. A couple on Munir Newton and a couple on C.J. Washington. This officiating crew, kind of letting them go tonight, letting them play a little bit. Not letting them go in that there's mayhem, but letting them go in that let these players decide the winner out here on the floor. That all said, the basketball will belong to William Penn. To begin the second half, they'll be putting it in play at midcourt on the far side. We're set to go to the second half and hope you enjoyed the Ravens and the Statesmen. William Penn, 22-2. They are 18-0 in the conference. Here's a feed inside, stolen by Ahmad Lewis. They try to pass into the middle to the big guy, Eddie Daly. Ahmad gets in front of it, takes it away, and Benedictine will have the basketball back up the floor to begin the second half. Ravens the right side. Feet underneath to Tyson. He's working on Daly. Tyson will dribble, goes into the lane, twisting, turning. The layup will not go in for Jaden Timmy. Penn will bring it down the other way. So each team with a possession, no team with any points. Here's a three for Penn. It rolls around and around and around and then goes in. So the three-point shot, Malik Edwards, and that guy's a scoring machine. He's at 15 points in the game. The Benedictine lead is gone. It's 31-31. We are a minute into the second half. Now Penn is going to pick up the Raven turnover, and the ball's going to be knocked away out of bounds by Jaden Timmy. The official coming up and down the side in front of the Penn bench. They're complaining loudly, and the official pats him on the shoulder, walks by, and says, I got it. Now, why he continues to talk to him while the play's coming up before, he's looking at the bench. The play's going on out of the court. And he has no idea what's happening out in front of him. Completely oblivious to the play on the floor. Here's Penn with the basketball on the right side in front of the bench. Comes out on top. Daly dumps it back over to the right side with 8 on the shot clock. The two-point jump shot is on its way and good. And knocking it down for Penn is going to be Munir Newton, his 4th point. Penn goes in front. 33-31 with 18 and a half to go. Ravens will have the ball up the floor. Here's Sam. He goes in. Little bunny hop. Underhand shot. Sam Ungashik for 2. And it's 33-33. We're even again. The jumper on the other side. No good. Rebounding it down, Jake. Thompson coming up with a basketball to the Ravens. Back up the floor. 2 minutes gone in the second half. 33-33. And again, Benedictine likes this kind of number. This has got the opponent in the kind of scoring that you feel comfortable with. The Ravens are going to bring it out on top. Here's Timmy for 3. Rims out, won't go. And a rebound back comes to Penn. They'll launch it out on top. Malik Edwards has been their go-to guy. They feel like he's got the hot hand, and he does. He pushes it in for 2 more. Malik Edwards, 5.5, 17 already in the ballgame. Penn goes back in front. 35-33, 17.5 to go. Statesman with a player defense out on top for Benedictine. It's going to be Ahmad Lewis. He gets double teamed and as the ball begins to break away, he gets triple teamed. The Ravens are going to find the open man in the three-point shot by Braden Belt. No good. Rebound pin. Down the floor they come. There was a travel. No whistle. The shot goes up and is batted away. Tyson Cathy puts it right into the hands of a Penn player, and he should get an assist for that. Penn will score it. Munir Newton has six. And again, when you don't grab the ball, you just slap it back into play and you put it into the hands of someone. It's going to be on one team or another. I mean, but you don't know who. 37-33, Statesman. Benedictine with a basketball and 16:40 to go. Over to the left side. The shot. Left-handed up and in off the window and good. Braden Belt for two. That is the first point of the game for Belt. And a similar play on the other end is going to be up and good. Statesman. With that bucket, it'll be Chance Caruso. So now it is 39-35. Penn in front, 16-16 to go. Tyson Cathy goes underneath, gets the shot away. I know it doesn't go in. We're going to have a foul called underneath. The whistle is going to be on Eddie Daly. Eddie will collect his first foul of the afternoon, and Benedictine will send it. Tyson Cathy to the free throw line. Tyson has 2 points today, only two, and they are at the free throw line where he is 2 of 2, so has not missed a free throw this afternoon. Big guy will send the first one here in, and he has his 3rd point of the day. It is now 39-36, William Penn. 16:08 to go. Officials really slowing his game down now, and the Ravens are going to take Ahmad Lewis out. Back in for Benedictine will come Preston Reynolds. 2nd free throw coming up for Tyson. It is on its way. He will get them both. And it is a 2-point game, 39-37. Now Tyson coming out of the game 3 minutes into the second half, and back in, Joel Adise. Penn, a runner from 15, spins out, no good, and the ball on the floor, Sam comes up with it. You know, some Ungashik comes up the floor, down the far side, looking up court all the time, always watching. Where's the play developing in front of him? Where can I maybe be going with the ball? Where is my defender? Who do I have to pick up? Now the ball is going to be knocked away from Belt. It'll be stolen, coming down the floor. The layup is going to be missed, and a Braden Belt foul. So Belt, guilty of the turnover by a little carelessness with the basketball and a very good defender, will have his first foul today. Benedictine, first foul of the second half. So each team, and we are over 4 minutes into the second half, each team has committed 1 second-half foul. At the line for Penn, James Pennington. James is a 81.1% free throw shooter, and that first one is right in there. One more shot coming up for Pennington. That was the 40th point of the game for William Penn. 2nd free throw. Way short. Rebound, BC. So Penn has 40 points, and we are about 5 minutes into the second half. They usually have 40 points with 5 minutes left in the first half. Here's a feed across to the left. Belt all alone for three. No. Penn rebounds it down. Baseball pass to the other end. Batted away. It's on the floor. Rolling around. Sam picks it up. He'll drive left, drive right, goes in, goes up. What a move, Sam Ungashik! That was a spectacular play by the freshman point guard. He's got 14. And now Penn with the long, long-range dial-up misses. It is 40-39. William Penn by one. And we go inside 15 minutes to play in the game. But a basketball, Penn will be back on defense. Ravens, a three for Belt. This is a shot he's been waiting to hit. The three for Belt. And Coach Henry on his feet, pointing at players out on the floor, continuing to up and down and patrol the sideline, and he's going to go down there and say, hey, I need to get somebody else in that game. Look at the pushing and shoving underneath between Belt and Pennington. Foul is going to be called on Braden Belt. It'll be his second. In fact, Braden has the only 2 second-half fouls for Benedictine. Ravens are going to bring Timmy out of the game. They're going to bring Ungashik out of the game. And the Raven 5 belt and a Dize. You're going to have, who we got? Ahmad Lewis is out there, Preston Reynolds, and then rounding it out for Benedict and Anthony Hall. Penn with a basketball, all alone. It's an open three, perfect. From wide, wide on the left side, throwing it down is Danny Autry, his first point of the game. Penn pushes back in front by four, 43-39. 14 minutes to play. Again, not a lot of fouls, not a lot of stoppages of play. This game's moving along at a good pace. Here's Belt with it out on top. Gets it to Ahmad. Back over to Joel. To Ahmad again. Shot clock at 8. Ahmad to Joel. Goes up. And a blocking foul on Penn. And Ahmad may have come down and twisted a foot because he's limping badly. Ahmad Lewis. Not sure he's going to be able to tough this out. The official coming up. Kind of putting his arm on his back and looking down at his foot saying, young man, are you okay? And Ahmad, hands on his knees now. He's bent over at a 90-degree angle at the waist, looking straight down to the floor, just trying to, I think, power through. The foul is going to be on Newton. And for Munir, it is his second. And again, Joel Adise at the line for Benedictine. Joel will take his time. Free throw, rims out, won't go in. Joel Adise, probably not the team's best free throw shooter, but not the worst at 67.6%. Second one is good, so he will miss the first, get the second, and Adise is 1 of 4 at the free throw line tonight with 3 points. Here's a baseline three for Penn, and that thing was off. Hits the window, goes in anyway. Malik Autry continues to just do nothing but score. Doesn't play a lot of defense, doesn't handle the ball a lot, but what he does, he scores. And now we're going to get a blocking foul on Penn. Ahmad Lewis was driving down the right side. The defender just slid in and kind of have a body check. This is going to be C.J. Washington and his third. We've still got a three-point ball game, folks. It's a 46-43 lead for Penn with 13 and a half minutes to go. Got Emma out there on the floor with her floor tools and polishing it up down there a little bit. Belt will come out of the game, and Ungashik comes back in for Benedictine and head coach Ryan Moody. Now we're going to get Timmy back into the game, and he will replace Anthony Hall. Ravens will bring it in. Adise is staying in right now. We'll see how he goes and how this ankle continues to affect him as the game wears on with 13:20 to play. Ungashik over to the left side. Timmy is three. Looks good. Halfway down again and spins out. We will have a foul on the upcourt play, and it's going to be another one, I think, on Joel Adise. So Joel will have his second foul tonight. And BC will have team foul three in the second half. 13 minutes to play. Kind of, this game's kind of got you rope-a-doped a little bit, kind of slowing it down, the tempo. There's not a lot going on. Did he say with a block from behind? Are they going to call a foul? They are. Wow. That's a tough break for Benedict and a tough break for DC, who I thought was well behind the shooter. And come up and slap that off the backboard. But the official says no. Foul is going to be on him. And coming to the line, C.J. Washington. Again, Washington not scored in the game. He's 0-for-2 at the free throw line. And this free throw rolled around twice and in. His first point tonight. It is now 47-43. 12:57 to play. And Joel Adise is going to have to check out. Second free throw is good for C.J. Washington. It's 48-43. Benedictine down five. It's the largest Penn lead in a very long time. Matter of fact, their largest lead of the afternoon so far has only been like six. Maybe eight. Yeah, eight. Ravens have gone to the bench and brought one of their seniors, Hunter Schneider, into the game. Big guy puts up a shot that won't go in, and a rebound pin. They'll go the other way. The dish into the middle. The shot missing. Rebound underneath the pin. The shot missing. Rebound tipped out. It'll be cleared down by Preston Reynolds. Benedict down the floor. Here's Sam from the baseline. No. And both teams have really cooled down now. Here's Penn. They're running three from the left side. That's money. Penn throws it in from deep on the far side. And Daniel Autry has a couple of three-point shots. And now you've got Autry turning around. He's talking to the Benedictine bench as he goes by him. He is a guy who enjoys some conversation. We're taking a break of 12 minutes to go. 12:02 to be exact, to go in the game. It's Statesman 51, Benedictine 43.
Skyway Bank at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
Well, 2 to go in this afternoon's men's college basketball game here on Kent Radio. And the Statesmen of William Penn have been able to put together now a substantial 8-point lead, 51-43. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the Gear Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Ravens had a lead at halftime. Penn was able to take that away in the first minute and a half of the second half, and they've been slowly just working that lead a little larger. Having now pushed it to 8. The Ravens will be putting it in play from the near side. Maybe a little surprised that Danny Autry is back in the game for Penn right now, as again, he's been doing a lot of talking out of the floor and a lot of agitating. Here's a shot for Jaden Timmy. It's up and missing, and the rebound pulled down by Penn. Timmy's been red hot, and now Timmy and Eddie getting in a big tussle down on the floor. Let's see where this foul's going to go. It's going to go on Jaden Timmy. I think Jaden may be a little frustrated with his shots now not beginning to drop for him at this moment. It'll be his first foul of the game, and for Benedictine, it'll be team foul 5. Penn with the basketball, leading at 51-43. No scoop pass is down low. Daly on top. The 3, yep. 3 from the right side. 4. Oh, that's Washington. 5 points in the game for him, and the Ravens now in a little trouble, trailing at 54-43. BC shot misses. Rebound Schneider. Out on top, Ahmad. Ahmad 3 misses. Rebound Schneider gets it over to Ungashik. And the Ravens for the second time are going to set up the offense. They've got Preston Reynolds all alone in the right corner, but they're not looking at him. Here's Sam around to the right side. Gets it to Preston, but the defense had already closed the gap. Here's Timmy going for 3. That one misses again. And Benedictine just cannot find the range now. Ravens in an icy street. Penn is on an 11-0 run. And we will have a foul off the ball on William Penn. Penn is on an 11-0 run over the last 3 minutes. They're on a 14-1 run over the last 3.5 minutes. The Ravens have missed their last 7 shots. And they've hit 2 of the last 10. BC has not scored now in over 3 minutes. And that is not a good recipe to win a game. 10:40 to go this afternoon. Bounce pass to the right side to Tyson. He will back in. The defense is not going to allow him inside. He has to bring the ball back up on top again. Hits it over to Preston. Back it'll come. Over to the left side. Driving in. Timmy goes in. Goes up. Missed the layup. Rebound. Pin. Ravens just struggling mightily now. Oh, and an upcourt pass stolen. Back with it is going to come Ahmad. Lewis dumps it over to the right side to Ungashik, and it's going to be knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. Ungashik said, I got slapped on the arm. The official doesn't see it that way. 10:13 to go. 54-43, Penn out front. Ungershick lobs it off on top to Tyson. Back it will come. Braden goes three, missed it. Ravens continue to be unable to score. Here's a three from the left side. That's off the mark. And Sam will rebound it down for Benedictine. Penn is now on a 14-1 run in the last 4:15. Ravens have missed their last 9 shots. This one is on the way. They'll hit it and break that streak. The 3-point shot for Ungershick and Benedictine taking a timeout. Ravens going to have to circle the wagons if they're going to come back in this one with 9:46 to go. Your score in Atchison, Penn 54, Benedictine 46.
Qualifying for our Valentine's Sweetheart giveaway is all wrapped up. With just the grand prize drawing left, listen to the morning show Monday around 7:30 for the big moment. One of our finalists will win alcohol-free wine from Subiaco Wine Bar, coffee from AFA Advisors LLC, a $20 gift certificate to Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique in Nortonville, 10 free tans from Snap Fitness, and a Cupid cake from DQ Grill and Chill in Atchison. The Sweetheart Giveaway from Care Radio, where we make everything just a little sweeter.
Minutes and 46 seconds to play. William Penn putting in a plank from the backcourt. Benedictine trending in the ball game by 8. They were down a moment ago by 11 before big 3-point shot for Sam Ungershick, who's got 17 points today. Penn with the basketball to Danny Autry. Swings it over to the left side to Chance Caruso. Autry will go for another 3 and hit another one. Autry comes up with a broad smile. Probably he's earned it. He's hit 3 threes here in the second half after going over in the entire first half of the game, and it is now 57-46. And for the second time, the Ravens trail by 11. Over to the left side, Ahmad Lewis with it. Benedictine on off. It's 9:20 to go. Ahmad thrown to the floor, and the foul is going to be on Danny Autry, his second this afternoon. And that will bring us to our under 10 media break. Let's do it. We're taking a break here in the Nolan Gymnasium with 9:11 to play. The score? Penn 57, Benedictine 46.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. 2650.
Happy to be with you in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. College basketball this afternoon on Care Radio, and with 9:11 to play in the game, Penn has been able to come from behind to take a 57-46 lead over Benedictine here in Atchison this afternoon. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Tom Counts with you here. We'll see if the Ravens, coming out of the timeout, are able to put together some kind of a comeback effort. Ravens are out on the court with Braden Belt, Ahmad Lewis, who's got the free throw line. On the right side is going to be Tyson Caffey. Left side, Jaden Timmy. And now, making his way around his teammates, giving him a little pep talk, Sam Ungershick. Free throw, yes. So the first one is going to be up and good for Ahmad Lewis, his first point of the second half and 7th point today. Another look at it. Ahmad, up and in. He's at 7 now. And it is 57-48, pinned by 9. And we're just over 9 minutes left. Here's just a quick pull-up 3. No. Rebound. Ungershick comes down with a basketball. He just took it away from a much bigger DJ Purnell. And here comes Benedictine. Over to the left side. The ball is going to be knocked out of the hands of Belt. from behind, and they're going to give it back to Penn. So a break for the Statesman, and now continually tapping his number on his jersey, Malik Edwards, into the forecourt with it. Statesman with the basketball. Eddie will have it up top side. Over to Malik. He'll look in, nothing there. We'll cut into the lane. Juggles the basketball, and looks like he probably traveled, but they're going to call him on for his fourth foul. Coach Moody's probably a little frustrated with Ahmad, a guy who they need out of the court for a lot of reasons. Instead, he's going to be off the floor with four fouls and not helping the comeback effort. Second free throw. End of the game for Benedictine as Ahmad Lewis goes out. Will come the Ravens, Jake Thompson. Malik's free throw, got it. So that makes it 59-48, and for the third time, Penn goes right back to that 11-point lead. But now time beginning to kind of work its way into the equation. We're down to 8:20 to go in the game. On the left side, Ungershick bumped a couple of times. They're going to wave off the shot, saying that Sam was fouled on the floor prior to the shot. Complaining, throwing his hands and arms in the air, and just with a basically dejected look, that foul is going to be on DJ Purnell. So DJ picks up the foul. It's only his first of the night. Ravens will bring it back in on the left side. Out on top of it, it's going to be Belt. He'll drive left, and we're going to get an offensive foul off the ball. Jaden Timmy. As I'm watching the ball, whatever that Jaden was involved in off the ball, I did not see. The officials seemed to be very clear, and he was most emphatic about making that offensive foul call. Here comes William Penn. Statesman, with 8 minutes to go in the ball game, have the ball, leading it by 11. Here's another just long pull-up shot that's up and good. And for Penn, the game is not the six-foot center. The game is not, you know, dominating in the middle or running a lot of plays. The game is coming down, spotting up, and putting up threes. And that is how they do things. Driving in, backing in. The kick comes out on top. The three-point shot, Belt. Nope, rebound tipped out, and Jaden Timmy couldn't get a handle on it. Penn will, and they'll bring it up the floor. Here comes Pennington. From 16, Pennington sends it up and misses. Rebound, Benedictine. Ravens coming down. Ungershick, finger rolls. Gosh, he's good at that shot. Sam makes it 62-50. And the missed shot, rebounded again. Ungershick. Now, the Ravens are probably able to run this team to death because, again, Penn does not do that. They just go down, spot, and shoot. Here's a layup. Is up a good Jaden Timmy. That is his first second-half point. And that's enough for Coach Henry. He doesn't like the tendencies and trend of this game, and he's going to take a timeout. Joseph, a break, if you'd be so kind, as we're down already now to 7 minutes to play this afternoon. Penn 62, Benedictine 52.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
7 minutes exactly to play in the ballgame. It is a 62-52 Statesman lead. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer. Tom Kautzman here in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. BC coming out of the court. Five guys that look a little tired, but look totally determined. Jaden Timmy and Braden Belt, Jake Thompson, Tyson Caffey, Sam Ungershit. There's your Raven 5 as they come off the bench. Penn will be putting it in play. And for them, it will be Pennington, James Pennington, up the floor. Eddie Daly up top side, way up above the three-point ring. Dishes it over to the right side. Here's the shooter today, and he will put in another three. The three from the outside by Danny Autry. It is his fourth three of the second half. 65-52 pin. 6.5 to go. Tyson Cathy's pass in the middle was right into the hand of Eddie Daly. I don't think he realizes when you're 6'11", you can reach a long way. Penn will take it up top side. I expect Autry to take this shot very soon. He may not get a chance. It's going to go out on top around the horn. Here's Autry now. See, he will take the shot the minute he touches the ball, and he will hit another one. No one defends Daniel Autry. And by that, I mean nobody's near him. Nobody's in front of him. Nobody's behind him. Nobody's around him. Danny Autry is out there checking windage and elevation and the barometric pressure and making adjustments and just throwing him in. We're taking a break, Joseph. Timeout, 6:04 to go in the game. Statesman running away a little bit now. It is Penn 68, Benedict and 52.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
As we come back, 6:04 remains to be played in the ballgame, and it's a 68-52 William Penn lead. For Benedict, then the seasons for Coach Moody really hinge and rotate on defense. We talked about it at halftime how BC has done such a fine job holding Penn to 28 first half points. But the way the second half has gone, and with just over 6 minutes to play, Penn is going to get to 80-82 is going to be where they're going to end up this game. Not what they'd like to get, but certainly more than Benedictine can afford to allow teams to have. Here's a shot by Thompson from the right side, and Jake can knock it down. Rebound Penn. So I'm just saying it's going to be like an 80-82 point game. And Statesman with the basketball, background to the left side. They'll look to the middle, feed it off the block, dropping an elbow, pushing, twisting, turning, trying to back in. Nope, travel. Here's a three from the left side. That's another one. It's good. For William Penn, and again, Penn just lacing him in from outside. That's James Pennington making it 71-52 at 5:18 to go. It could get to the mid-80s, I suppose. Here's a little jumper for Ungershick that does not draw iron. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Penn, and they're going to come the other way. Benedictine's composure's down a little bit. Here's a three. Perfect again. That's the, sixth three for Autry in the second half, and the Raven defense has kind of gone south. 74-52. Over to the right side. Jake falling away. Misses an 8-footer. Back up, but it will come in. Autry, he wants more. He sends another one up. Oh, that's way off the mark. That's like something I would have done. He looks over to his teammates, taps his chest, and said, that's on me. And he's right. 4:44 to play. 74-52. Penn in front. Ravens are going to take Tyson Caffey out of the game. We're going to bring Ungershick out. They're going to bring Jake Thompson out. A DC is in. Preston's in. They're going to take Thompson out also. So a DC is in. Preston Reynolds is in. Ahmad Lewis is in. And Belt is going to come back in. Braden Belt. Jane Timmy, the lone player, to stay out there for Coach Moody and the Ravens. 4:40 to go. Over to the left side. Ahmad. He'll cut into the middle. And as he goes inside, we'll have a foul called on Jimmy Pennington. Pennington will pick up his first foul of the afternoon, and Statesman will have team foul 6. This will be the final inbound for Benedictine this afternoon. But again, with 4:32 to go, and Penn now leading it by 18. Here it comes into Adise. Joel to Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad's had really limited playing time today because of fouls. Here's a three-point shot that's just a little wide to the left side. pin coming down the floor. They'll jump it over to the left. The feed underneath in the lane is going to be taken away by Adise as the ball has gotten free. Ravens will race up the floor, kick over to the left, back out on top. They'll go three. Timmy, there it is. Jaden Timmy's been trying to find that one, and he got it there. A dozen points for Jaden Timmy today. 74-55, and we are inside 4 minutes to go. Penn, I almost think they're slowing it down a little bit, except that kind of goes against their grain. They don't like to do that much. They'll have it over on the left side. Soares is in, and he'll put up and hit a three. Rodrigo Soares had not played all day today. He's a 6'4" sophomore from Dallas, Texas. And the Ravens on the other end miss a shot. Pin comes up. Here's the guy. It's a three. Oh, it doesn't go in. And Daniel Autry looks stunned that he has missed two consecutive shots now. And now he's begging the coach. You hear that hey, hey in the background? That's Autry pulling on his jersey, yelling at his coach, saying, hey, hey, I missed two shots. I must be tired. Take me out. 3:10 to go. He comes down now. Autry does heights in the corner, kind of how you do as a player. You lay out a little bit where they don't spot you. And a shot missing by Penn. Ravens back up the floor. 2:50 to go in the game. 77-58. Penn out front. The pass inside by Timmy goes right into the hands of a Statesman player. And we'll see what William Penn does. They're going to look over here right at the coaching staff. Hold the ball up a little bit. Get into play from head coach Henry and his staff. Coach Henry, 22 years at William Penn. Back over to the right side, flipping. The ball's going to be batted away, and they're going to call a foul inside on Preston Reynolds. It'll be his first, and Penn will be coming to the free throw line 1+. Belt out of the game, Jake Thompson comes in for Benedictine. And I'm trying to decide if which player is going to be at the free throw line. In fact, it is going to be, I think, Jamie Pennington. He's one of two at the line. Has 7 points. The free throw is good. One more shot coming up for Pennington. 2 minutes and 31 seconds to go in the ball game. Statesman go up by 20 again. It's 78-58. Penn, we mentioned it at the onset of the broadcast and then again a couple of times thereafter. Number 6 in the nation at 22-2. They have already clinched the conference championship, 18-0 with a couple of games to go. Second free throw is also good for Pennington. And they are legitimately not good. They are really good. 79 now to 58. Ravens down by some 21 points with just over 2 minutes to play. Timmy for three. In and out. Nope. Rebound Penn. Raven Jim has gotten very quiet as Benedictine is on the verge of taking a home loss, and the Ravens are on a little bit of a losing streak now. They've dropped 5 in a row coming in here today. This will be their 6th consecutive loss. Penn with the basketball topside, and now they're going to run a little time down. Again, not their long suit. We've got a lot of pushing and shoving going on. Here's a feed over to the baseline, and a jumper from there missing, rebounded by Joel Adise and Benedictine. 1:40 to go. And Preston Reynolds drives all the way down the floor, misjudges his location on the hardwood, puts a layup up that hits the side of the backboard, and bounces away. And now Jake Thompson's just going to reach out and hold onto the arm of James Pennington. Now the official's up here, and he's having a nose-to-nose confrontation with Chance Caruso. You see Coach Henry understanding that, taking Caruso out of the game. Caruso's been barking and talking to most of the guys out there the last couple of minutes, so something has transpired that has left him less than happy. Now he's going to exit the game, and he'll be out for the rest of the day. The applause you hear, the Benedictine seniors coming out of the game. Now, this is senior day, but this is not the last game the seniors will have at home. We got one more home date this season for BC. Taking his time, the free throw coming up for Pennington, and it's good. One more shot coming up, this he will earn the second one of the 1+. 1.5 minutes left in the game. And the Ravens will bring Anthony Hall back in. Pennington's second free throw. Makes it look so easy. He has hit four in a row and five of six today. Jamin Brown comes in for Penn. Brown is a 6'3 sophomore from Waldorf, Maryland. Benedictine is going to bring Hunter Schneider into the game. Coming out for BC is going to be senior Jake Thompson. 81-58. Here's a feed underneath. Tyson Cathy will turn and lay it in for two. Tyson Cathy, that's his first field goal today. 6 points for Tyson. Now he's coming out of the game. No, he's not. He says you can't come out. Got to wait till after the first of a couple of free throws. So the crowd will hold its applause for a moment as Marcus Bell has come in for Penn. Marcus Bell, number 12, is a 6'1 junior from Shreveport. So now Tyson Caffey and Hunter Schneider. As the free throw's up and good, we'll come out of the game. We'll make their ceremonial exit. You've got Coach Henry sitting down there talking, chatting with the official. Second free throw's good. Here comes Benedictine. Up the floor with it. It's Zach Schwinn in the ball game for Benedictine. Zach will have it up top side, gets it over to Ahmad. Lewis will cut into the lane, put a running shot up. It's going to be rejected from behind. Pull back down. Out on top. Schwinn. He goes. It's three. Out on top the rim. Rebounding it down is the Statesman. Penn coming up the floor with the basketball. They'll dish over to the right side. Here's a running three for the baseline right. It's going to be up and good for Brian Rios, who's come in. And here's BC back up the floor with 45. Schwinn goes left side. Preston back behind him to Ahmad. Love to see Zach get another look at that. He's a good shooter. Out on top is going to be Schwinn. He'll shake his defender, have it knocked out of his hand, picked up by Penn. They'll take it down the right side, little behind-the-back dribble, tip back out on top. Schwinn's going to come back down with it, bringing it up the floor. Keeps it out to the right side. Ahmad, underneath, kicks it off on top. Schwinn, he'll stop, spot, shoot! Now it's off the mark. Rebound, pulled back down again by Penn. 16 seconds left. Final score this afternoon, William Penn, 86, Benedictine, 60. We'll be back right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2 or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Benedictine fans this afternoon had the treat, the thrill of having that lead early in the ball game and having that hope that they were going to be able to make the upset of the number six team in the country, but it wasn't in the cards as William Penn and the Raymond defense sterling in the first half, holding Penn to 28 first half points. In the second half, Penn got their typical kind of a number, 58 points in the second half, you know, because they are probably 58 twice, 116. That's probably about right. So they ended up with a typical second half for them and 86 points, beating the Ravens by 26 here this afternoon. Recap of the scoring for you. Penn was led. Thanks, sir. Thank you. So Penn with Malik Edwards. Malik had 22 to lead the way. Autry, 18 points. They were all in the second half on six threes. And a double-figure score also, Jimmy Pennington with 11. So that's enough about that for Benedictine Senior Day. And it was really the freshman who led the way, Sam Ungershit, because he's been just splendid all season long. And as the year has gone on and as he's grown in confidence level and experience level at this style of basketball, he continues to excel. Sam, 19 points here this afternoon against the undefeated conference champions at Penn. 12 today for Jaden Timmy, who is the only other Raven to make it to double figures. It was Ahmad Lewis with 7, but Ahmad today just handcuffed with so many fouls and such limited playing time this afternoon. He ended the day with 4 fouls, but very, very little PT. Let me see if I can just look here and see where he was at. I'm just kind of curious now that we see that. Ahmad Lewis, 23 minutes this afternoon. So that was just a big half a game. Let's see. Tyson Caffey had a half a dozen today. It was 5 this afternoon for Braden Belt. Did not score in the first half. 5 in the second. Also for the Ravens, it was Jake Thompson and Joel Adise with 3 apiece. Benedictine, when it was all said and done, ended up only hitting 30% of their shots, 20 of 66 shooting. They took more shots than Penn, but hit many fewer. From the outside, Penn hit over half. It's just hard to beat a team at 51% from 3 points. Benedictine, on the other hand, 9 of 31, 29% from the outside. And free throws, kind of interesting. Both teams were 11 of 14 at the free throw line. Looking down some of the other numbers, Penn out-rebounded Benedictine 47 to 35. And turnovers, Ravens only turned it over 11 times, so that's a pretty good day for Benedictine. Ravens got 10 fast break points, which is good against a team that transitions and likes to get up and down the court as well as William Penn does. Penn credited with 17 assists and 4 blocks this afternoon. So for Benedictine, as we ruffle through just a raft of paperwork here, there are a lot of trees that are part of this broadcast. We look at the upcoming Benedictine schedule. It will be Wednesday, Missouri Valley coming in. It is a 7:30 ball game, Benedictine's final regular season home game. And then a week from today, we will be with the Ravens in Canton, Missouri at Joe Charles Fieldhouse. And BC will be at Culver Stockton. Wednesday's games, of course, the normal weekday times at 5:30 and 7:30. And then next Saturday, it will be the typical 2 o'clock for the ladies and 4 o'clock for the men. Benedictine at Culver Stockton a week from today. And then we'll just see how things land and what the Heart of America men's tournament kind of looks like. The Heart quarterfinals would be first thing up. And we'll just have to see how that all shakes out. And there are a lot of things still up in the air. A lot of things still quite undecided as we move toward that. Coach Moody making his way out of the locker room and headed this way. We'll get him some stuff out here and have a little chat with him as we get done. coach. Here we go. I don't know if you can hear with that, but we'll make it where you can if you can't. So one way or another, we'll figure this thing out. You can hear a little bit? That's not terrible. A little bit we can make better maybe by doing that. All right. Ryan Mooney, head coach of the Ravens. Coach, your guys came out of the locker room. You came out and played so hard and played great, great defense, I thought, in the first half against this team. And then in the second half, Penn just kind of did Penn sort of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you hear me?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah,
maybe. I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily the case on my opinion. I mean, I think, you know, our game plan has been the same for this period where we're not very good offensively, where we're trying to take away twos as much as possible and make teams vomit in. The two things I just said to the team, you know, well, three things. First of all, what a bummer to have this happen on senior day, right? Because, I mean, we got drilled. Some days you're the hammer, and some days you're the nail. Today we were the nail. And, you know, it's just part of college basketball. It is what it is. The other thing I said was checkmate. Like, our game plan is to let William Penn bomb in threes, and they made 13 in the second half. They don't make 19 threes in a game. William Penn makes 7.5 or something on the year, you know? So, like, and it's not because, you know, we have to take something away. And they only got 9 twos on the game. You know, I mean, like, so, you know, percentage-wise, it's the right way to play it. And I'm proud of our guys for sticking to it. It looked awful and felt awful when they're banging those shots in. And I'll give credit to Coach Henry and William Penn. I mean, they took them. You know, I mean, we kept saying in the huddle, every huddle we had, make them take the shots we want them to take. And those were the shots that we wanted them to take, and they made 19 of them. And then you combine that with, you know, we just can't shoot. I don't know the formula. I'm doing this a long time. It is brutal when your team can't make open shots, when they can't make the three-pointer that's wide open. They can't, you know, and they're not trying to miss. I mean, they're trying to make them, but you can almost, like, sense it in the crowd, right? When that shot goes up and it doesn't go in. You know, we've been blessed with a lot of teams where that is just offense has come so easy. And this one, it does not. And so, you know, we got to grind a little bit. I'm proud of our team. I mean, our game plan, Tom, I know I'm rambling, but our game plan tonight was, it all starts with our offense. I mean, we cannot turn the ball over. And for us to have 11 turnovers against William Penn, we had 20 up there, against their pressure and their chaos on defense. So I'm proud of them there. The second thing we said was we had to get back in transition. That one was a little suspect, I think. I mean, they got 10 points on us in fast breaks. I thought we did a pretty good job, though, for the most part against William Penn. And then the second one was they got to make kick-out threes. And, you know, third one, and they made kick-out threes. And that's what, you know, got us in the second half.
Coach, not a lot of teams have been able to have a lead at halftime over this Penn team. It's certainly, I'm not sure anybody's held them to, what, 28 first-half points.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it proves out that the theory, the system was right, and it worked in the first half, but sometimes, you know, sometimes the team gets hot, sometimes the ball falls through.
Yeah, I mean, Muneer Newton has been playing his tail off. Or who was banging in all those threes?
It was Autry,
13, and then, yeah. And then Malik Edwards, 5 of 9. You know, I mean, they had guys make them that, I mean, you know, we do need to contest a little bit. I mean, Autry, that's probably a little bit of that scouting report on Autry is that's what he does, so we failed there. I thought the first half we defended really well, Tom, and really it was our game plan. They kind of fed into it. I'll say that. I mean, William Penn kind of let us do to them what we wanted to do. And I think in the second half, I would imagine that they went in there and told those guys, like, you're going to have to win this game from the 3-point line and you got to shoot it. And they did it. So, you know, I love how this team has stuck together. We got two games left. You know, the one thing I'll say, senior day, great crowd. Thank you for being here. If you're listening on the way home, we've got five seniors that are going to graduate. I think, between the five, they're going to graduate with 2, 4, 6. I think they're going to graduate with 9 degrees between those five guys. You know, whether it be MBA and bachelor's or two double major bachelor's, like, you know, guys that are the epitome of student athlete have given us 5 years. Really proud of what those guys have done for the program. And, you know, they've definitely left the program better. It doesn't feel like it at the moment. But their leadership and mentorship and everything was fantastic. So, you know, we're lucky we're going to get to play with them a couple more games for sure. And so I just want to make sure that those guys get a little, shout out and respect. I mean, I've just, you know, they've, 5 years is a long time. And, here's a stat for you. That crew going into this game in their 5 years has won 98 games. If we can win two more, that's 100 wins in 5 years for those five guys. And I haven't looked. I have no idea what the stats. I mean, I know we had some really, really good teams back in the 60s, but to win 100 games in 5 years in college basketball is pretty impressive. And that's with a shortened COVID year. That's with a bad year this year, you know. So like, I can't tell you how much I love having those guys in this program. Not all of them have had a ton of minutes and had a major impact, but you know, there's impact that goes beyond actually playing and producing on the floor. It's who you are as a person with your character, who you are as a leader, who you are as a mentor to the younger guys. And those guys just, they've been great. So I love them. We're going to miss them. But thankfully, we've got a couple more games here. Try to get to 100. That's kind of our mission.
Well, Coach, it's kind of a trick, okay? You've got senior day today. And most people think, the home season's over. But no, you've got to remember that you get to come up and watch these guys here in the Nolan. Guarantee one more time.
Yeah, we got a game against Missouri Valley Wednesday at home. That'll be our last home game of the year. It's going to be a pink game. You know, we're going to do our breast cancer game. We're excited to keep playing. I mean, this group, like, I mean, you know, it's brutal on offense right now, but they guard and they play hard and, you know, they want to keep playing. So I think we're in a dogfight, to be honest with you now, with, trying to get into the tournament, a conference tournament, which we haven't missed in 12 years, or in 11 years. This is our 12th year. So, you know, we want to get to that too and give ourselves a chance to keep competing.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to that. And again, Wednesday night, kind of a standard times, ladies at 5:30, you guys 7:30, and then a week from today, we're going to run over to Canton for the regular season finale, right?
Yep, that's exactly right, Tom, and appreciate you being here and covering us, and we're going to keep fighting, man. I mean, this one hurts, but because you go into that game, you go into halftime, and you're like, man, we're right there, and then 13 threes later, and you feel pretty bad, but give a lot of credit to the number six or whatever they are, seven team in the country. You know, they played well, and they responded, so we'll be okay. This is a growing group, and we'll honor our seniors with a little reception now, and then we'll get back on the floor on Monday and get ready to play Missouri Valley.
Coach, we'll lace him up then. Appreciate you. Thank you much.
Thanks, Tom.
You bet. Ryan Moody, the head coach of the Benedictine guys, after a great effort, solid performance against a very, very good William Penn team. Ravens coming up just short here tonight. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this afternoon. And the Nolan Gymnasium, Benedictine and William Penn. We have next games up next week. Joseph's gone through that sketch for you, and we're looking forward to bringing them to you. Can we greet you next time? Joseph, well done, young man. Time for you to maybe call it a day here in the next, 6 or 8 hours? As for me, I'm going to pack up and come out of the Nolan Gymnasium. We'll see you next time. We're Joseph at the Care Studio, Tom Katz here in the Nolan Gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.